Jack Priest Barber.
What's that?
Why can't I hear anything?
Judas Priest Barber.
This is Mark. You've reached 306-996-6. Priest is your name.
Wow.
And I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Why do you do this to us? Why?
We're waiting on you.
Hey, buddy.
Salt, tell Brian that
we're going to keep the 2 minute. Let's just keep it going.
Yeah.
Is there a cutoff?
No. It's whatever he has in his phone storage.
Let's just milk it for all it's worth.
I think he's got a jitterbug phone anyway. So
what is that?
Jitterbug? That's for old people.
That's an old man phone.
Like a burner?
Yeah. Well, is it a flip phone?
It's got big buttons on it.
The old Nokia, the Nokia ones?
You haven't seen the commercials for the jitterbug?
Look it up. You're going to need one with your eyesight right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for people with reverse mortgages like you.
Like I realize why I didn't miss you. Now I know. Is it one of those phones where you can tell if they're still leaving a voicemail so you can actually...
No.
Because you can crash into it and then...
That's a house phone.
No, but you can't. Like, I'm on your iPhone. Can you do
that? My landline?
Did you text him?
Yeah, well, he said he had to take Zach to school.
Oh.
Tell him to F off, then.
Well, I told him, let Zach drive, just like they do in, like, the Hickville. Just because he's not... doesn't have a license, doesn't matter.
Shark's got lawnmowers.
You know. Hello?
Mark?
Hello?
Shark!
Hey!
Well, it is one of those phones.
It is one of those phones.
Yeah!
Zach, you got your backpack?
What? I thought you already took him to school. Why is he going to school so late?
Yeah, is he tardy?
Starts at 10.
Did he have stomach issues?
He doesn't have a first period class some of these days, so he gets to go late. I guess that's the point.
Oh, my
hey, Ollie?
God.
Ollie, the room. There's no reason to bark here.
Shut the f*** up.
Our school's so cold. Is it?
I think we'll just roll with this. I don't know when we should start the segment.
Let's pick it up.
All right, listen.
Take us off speaker! Jiminy Christmas!
The guy just lower it.
It sounded like one of those thriller movies where they start the car and it just blew up.
Back by popular demand. I don't really think anyone was clamoring for this. But the picks are back. Mark Christopher's taking his son to school because he missed first period or doesn't have
Mark's
it.
Son goes to school in downtown Beirut, apparently.
Right. And Mark still has that beep, beep, beep thing when he opens the door. Yeah. Is it like a 1996 Datsun?
He also has one of those shoulder straps that comes over his, automatically comes back.
Oh, my goodness. Mark Christopher, you're not even you're on the phone and you've already torpedoed the segment. Christine and Salt from the second best radio show at our company, 96.5 TICFM.
I would say that Hots is better than ours. Yeah. Buck is definitely better than ours.
Yeah. And Matt Saroy's with us as well. We're doing NFL picks.
I mean, the champ. You could say the champ is here.
Oh, that's right.
That's true.
The reigning defending.
The reigning and defending champ.
You won last year?
Huh? No.
You did?
Matt. Come on.
Yeah. How are you this confused and you're leading this?
Yeah.
I know. I'm just first of all.
Switch chairs.
I couldn't tell if it was gonna be like a pleasant beginning or like an edgy beginning, and then Mark Christopher's travails in the car.
Something? You just let too many things bother you. Like a pro would just roll right through it, and we would already be into the picks. But you're so distracted, you can't focus.
There's a lot of things I'd like to say to you. And I can't say them on radio because people are driving to school.
See, a pro would think of another way to say that.
That's right. A pro would have a comeback that could be used on air.
I'm not a pro. but I've never professed to be a pro. Nope. I got a show in radio because no one wants to work in radio because they can't make money.
Truth bombs
and
here.
I needed to stay in media.
And
there you have it.
Look, we're all fallback people. We get it.
We understand.
Christine.
Yes.
What's changed? Anything good, bad, or indifferent? Like for me, I lost my eyesight over the summer.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So what are you doing about that?
I have contact lenses where I'm like -6.5 and -7, and I still can't see the screen
and
without cheaters.
And you have to wear reading glasses. I have the same problem, but I wear progressives.
Oh, do you like them though?
Yeah, I love them.
They make me dizzy.
No, they're great. You get used to it.
Are you doing? Tell me something good. Your son's off to school?
Son's off to school. I got one. Both of them are at CCSU. One playing baseball. The other one a musician. And I lost 100 pounds.
100 pounds?
Almost done with my chemotherapy treatments.
Wow.
And I think I spent about $5,000 on new clothes. My husband is getting the bills, so.
Wow, well, he better sell some advertising. That's all I'm going to say. He better get off his ass.
Oh, my God.
How about you, Salt? I saw Salt on the Cape. By the way, if you've ever seen Raising Arizona, he's like the guy who comes to visit them for the barbecue, where the kids are like putting diapers on their kids' heads.
Yeah.
And we were on the Cape. No, his kids are wonderful, but like his kids are running around.
He's the party house.
We're just straight. Yeah, that crew that you visit on the Cape is a good crew.
Yeah. Oh, there was a lot of booze. It's always like that. That wasn't just because it was the 4th. That was like every
weekend. That was like a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's seriously. Regular weekday.
Yeah, no. That's bonkers.
And Matt officially traded his allegiances from the Carolina Panthers to the Buffalo Bills.
Bills, I'll be on there on Sunday, front row next to the end zone, right next to the tunnel with Josh Allen.
And you've lost like 80 pounds, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations, buddy.
Killing it.
With Waking 180.
And you're not going to be in the snow like last time.
No, it'll be 65, sunny, and nice.
Mark, is there anything you can do to not have the background noise?
I love it.
No. That's enough.
All right. Listen, let's get to it because we're already behind on time.
So. Are you hearing the road noise? Is that what you're hearing?
Yes, because you're on speaker.
All right. I'm going to close. Sorry, guys.
You're the old man in Target.
I don't even know if he doesn't have Bluetooth in the car, I don't think.
No, they didn't have Bluetooth in the 96 Civic.
So there's a lot going on here.